Good morning. It's Thursday, 4th of March. Our middle reading today is Psalms 108 and 109. I'm going to read to you an extract from an exhortation that was given by Brother Harry Tennant. It can be found in his book, Comfort of the Scriptures. I read, "The east is on the right-hand side, as one faces north, and this is how it is described in Scripture. Thus the tribe of Judah was the standard-bearer on the east side of the encampment," Numbers 2 verse 3. "And that standard corresponds to the face of the lion in the vision of Ezekiel 1, and is on the right side. Thus the place of the sun's rising, the east, is the place of the lion of the tribe of Judah. There is a fittingness about that. Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he is the sun that will rise and shine upon the earth. Furthermore, in Ezekiel's vision, chapter 43, the glory returns by the way of the east and comes to the house of God. In our daily lives, we need to be correctly orientated. That is, our life must be governed and take its bearings from the east, the sun of righteousness, the sun of the right hand. It is all too easy to take one's daily bearings from other things, our work, our family, our desires, our leisure, our money. This will be disastrous in the end. Unless we have got our primary bearings right, we shall have everything wrong. Only in this way shall we be faithfully on the way to the kingdom of God. Our lives should always have Christ on the right-hand side, the place of highest importance and the place from which everything else takes its direction. Our right hand is normally our strongest, and accordingly it has a significance in everyday speech. Right-hand man, for example. This is true biblically as well. The firstborn is the man of my right hand. He is the beginning of strength. It is for this reason that Joseph received a double portion in Israel, by having two tribes compared with everyone else's one tribe. And, said Jacob, Joseph's was the birthright. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Once again the lessons are clear. We must have the right attitude to our Heavenly Father and his Son. For example, "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved," Psalm 16 verse 8. Or, "Thy right hand hath holden me up," Psalm 18, 35. "Thy right hand upholdeth me," Psalm 63, 8. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left, Ecclesiastes 10 verse 2. If we are relying on some other right hand, some other source for our help, we shall fail miserably at the end. We need to ask the questions of ourselves urgently and without running away from the implications. Where does our reliance lie? What do we resort to first of all? What kind of hand guides our lives? We all know the real answer to those questions. If God is not at our right hand, then there is a comment in today's psalm which should be a warning for us. Let Satan stand at his right hand, Psalm 109, verse 6. This is the psalm that is about Judas, and is so quoted by Peter in Acts 1, verse 20. Therefore, it is also a psalm about the Lord Jesus Christ, who says, "Help me, O Lord my God, O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it." Psalm 109, verses 26 and 27. This is developed even more beautifully in Psalm 73. "Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none on earth that I desire beside thee." Thank you for listening.